With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We are just getting the latest readout on inflation, and the government reports the rise in prices slowed last month. That makes it more likely that the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates sometime soon. That's something the financial markets have been eagerly awaiting. Hamas may be a no-show at tomorrow's Gaza ceasefire talks. The terror group vows to boycott the talks. At the same time, Iran continues threatening to attack Israel. President Biden, however, remains hopeful for an easing of tensions in the volatile Middle East.
We'll see what Iran does, and we'll see what happens if there's any attack. But I'm not giving up.
Meanwhile, the administration has green-lighted the sale of an additional $20 billion worth of arms to Israel. Ukrainian forces pressing a major cross-border offensive into the border region of Kursk, Russia, for a second week.
Russia has said it has managed to stop a Ukrainian military attempt to expand its incursion into Russia, an attempt to broaden the week-long Ukrainian incursion deeper into the Kursk region was blocked by Russian army units, aircraft and drones. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian official has said the cross-border operation was aimed at protecting Ukrainian land from long-range strikes launched from Kursk. He added that Ukraine had no intention of taking the territory. Ukraine's Western partners have said the country has the right to defend itself, including by attacking across the border. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, it will be a major economic address. The Trump campaign says it will be delivered today when the former president visits Asheville, North Carolina. Democrat Kamala Harris will be traveling to North Carolina come Friday. Watching Wall Street, stock futures are higher now. The Dow futures up 20 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 35, and the S&P futures are 10 points higher. This is SRN News. A new effort to protect Christian college students.
It's called Campus Faith Alliance, and it's the work of the Religious Freedom Institute. RFI President David Trimble tells the Christian Post that the new organization will address, quote, growing challenges for students of faith on America's college campuses. He says the alliance will defend religious freedom for all students, including Jewish students besieged lately by anti-Semitism. Alliance chapters will begin appearing on several university campuses this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to amend the state's constitution to create a right to abortion. Election officials say an initiative to that end has received more than enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. If approved by a majority of voters, it would reverse the state's near-total ban on abortions. At least a half dozen states will be voting on abortion rights this fall, including Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota. This is SRN News. Trump campaign office is burglarized.
The Loudoun County, Virginia Sheriff's Office says it happened Sunday at an Ashburn office being leased by the Trump for President 2024 campaign. It also serves as the headquarters of the Virginia 10th District Republican Committee. The sheriff's office says it has surveillance video that shows someone wearing dark clothing with a dark cap with a backpack breaking in and going through the office. It isn't clear whether anything was stolen, but an investigation continues. The campaign and the Republican Committee have not commented. Keith Peters reporting.
Word this morning of a huge deal in the snack food business. Mars, whose brands include M&M's, Snickers, and Skittles, is buying food company Kellanova. The deal's worth around $30 billion. That will give Mars access to a large portfolio of consumer brands, ranging from Cheez-It to Pop-Tarts. More details at SRNnews.com.